This is Chaitanya Charitamrita class, Stories from Chaitanya Charitamrita, October 23rd. This is a story from Madhya Lila, Chapter 11. We're giving the title of these various stories. The chapter itself has a particular title, but in any given chapter there are various sub-stories which are not titled, but we took the liberty to title them to increase the attraction towards Chaitanya Charitamrita, and to bring out some of the salient or finer points of each chapter, which contain lots of stories and lots of teachings. And we just gave it the title, Garanga Sandhya Arti Kirtan Ecstasy. This extends from verse 213 to 242. Sabalana Gela Prabhu Jagannathalaya Kirtana Arambatata Kaila Mahashaya. The great personality of Godhead, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took all of his devotees to the Jagannath Mandir, and he began congregational chanting of the holy name there. Jagannath Alaya, Alaya, the temple. Kirtan Arambha, sounds like Hindi, Arambha, he began Kirtan. Krishna's Kaviraj is referring to Mahaprabhu as Mahashaya, means great personality. Sandhya dupadekiya rambhila sankirtan paddicha asi sabare dila malya chandan. So now we find out that it's Sandhya arti. After seeing the duparti of the Lord, they all began congregational chanting. Then the superintendent of the temple offered flower garlands and sandalwood pulp to all the chanters in Lord Chaitanya's party. Chari dike chari sampradhaya karena kirtan madhya nritya kare prabhu sachira nandan. Four parties were distributed in four directions to perform sankirtan. In the middle of them, Lord Chaitanya Sachinandan began to dance. So this is when Prabhupada was asked in a letter by the BBT in charge whether this book distribution is in the mood of the Ras Lila. Prabhupada wrote back a letter in 1975, and we were in the temple also distributing books at that time. And he said, "Yes, you have understood that this sankirtan is this book distribution sankirtan whatever is in the mood of Ras Lila. Collect, getting everyone. Come on, everyone, join." Everyone join this sankirtan movement. Everyone take a book. Everyone take a book. Center your life on Krishna. Start chanting Hare Krishna. So you can also extend it to kirtan also. Come on, we go out on the streets. And what do we want when we go out on the streets? We want nothing better than everyone joins. We're not going out there as zoo animals to be looked at and gawked at and stared at or jeered at. Come chant with us. Come join us. Sit with us. Stand with us. When Prabhupada went to Tompkins Square Park with his kartals, he didn't go there to do an exhibition or to do some performance and put a can in front of him, collect some small spare change. Like people play guitar in the park and collect some spare change to buy some food or something. He went there to encourage people to join him, join in. Swami and his flock. His newspaper, the flock means a group. So they, for the first one, the people would come, they were looking, and then Kirtananda or maybe Brahmananda was the first two people that were sitting in the audience. They get up and they started dancing like this. And Prabhupada didn't tell them this is the Swami step or anything. They just put their hands up. Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said, "Oh, yes. Garanga Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement has begun." So in this way, two people joined, and three, four, or five, and pretty soon 5,000. So the Rasamandal is like that. It starts off with 16,000 gopis, and then the sadhana siddha gopis, and this, and this, and this. And finally, in the Maharas dance, that's why it's called Maharas, there's millions and millions of gopis, according to Skanda and Padma Puran. So we start off, the Rasa dance in New York City start off with one gopi, one pure devotee of Radharani. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So he went there alone to start the Rasa. How does the Rasa dance start in Vrindavan? It starts as one person, Krishna, Bihari Krishna, Rasa Bihari. And he goes to Vamshivat, which is like Tompkins Square Park. Vamshivat, it means banyan tree. Vat, on the banks of the Yamuna. So Prabhupada went to a banyan tree in the park. Of course, it was actually an oak tree, a walnut tree, or a crowed briksha. And he sat under the tree and he played his flute. Right? No. Prabhupada sat under the tree and played his kartals. And what happened? All the gopis came. So Sankirtan is in the mood of the Rasleela. Yes? Yes. So Krishna went to the Vamshivad and he played the flute. And it's a park. Vrindavan is a playland. It's a park. It's a forest. I've been to Thompson Square Park. There's some open, you know, grass and benches. There's also trees there. So Vrindavan has open areas, Rasmandala, and there's so many trees there. And there's a river there near Vamshivat called the Yamuna. And right near Thompson Square, there's a sacred river called the Hudson. The Hudson River in New York City, right? A very similar, analogous elements. Sacred, now I don't know how sacred. At least it's a place to throw your sacred trash. Throw the old garlands or something. River is there. Gopi is there. Flute is there. And all the souls were called. The sadhana siddha gopis. Who were the sadhana siddha gopis who joined the rasa dance? They're jivas like you and me. Rishi chari gopis. And the shruti chari gopis. And dandakaranya sages. They had their siddhadeya as gopis. So they were jivas. They used to be in New York City before. Not exactly. Well, we're jivas, and they were jivas. They're not parishads of the Lord. They're sadhana siddha. Sadhana siddha gopis. We're trying to become sadhana siddha gopes. Gopes. Gopes or bopes. Or blopes. We're trying to become sadhana siddha gopis or sadhana siddha gopis. Yes? Otherwise, what are you chanting for? Just because you have nothing else to do? Sadhana and sadhya. What's the goal of your life? What are you doing? You meet someone in college. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just walking around the campus all day. Well, that's nice. You don't go to college and walk around the campus. You're there for a purpose, intention. What is your intention? What is your purpose? State your purpose, please. So what are we sitting here for? Why we came to a spiritual movement? What is our intention? What is our purpose? Oh, I don't know. I came to get some food. I came to make some money in life membership. You know, I heard if you become a life membership maker, you get a lot of money. I heard if you join ISKCON, you can get a visa and go to New York. So that's not why I came to ISKCON. I came to ISKCON to get love of God. And I surrender to someone who has love of God. So he's happy with me. He'll give me his treasury, or at least part of it. Right? You can only get love of God from a lover of God, isn't it? Can only get money from someone with money. This is basic logic. Sankirtan, book distribution and chanting, is in the mood of Rasleela. Now, Rasleela, when Krishna's having his Rasleela, there are different types of natya, or different types of dances. There's the Tandava Nritya. Nritya means dance. Tandava Nritya means a male dance. And then there's a Halisalika, and then there's Chalikya. Chalikya, Nirtya, and Halisalika. And there's different types of dances. And this rasa. Last night was the Maharas dance. The full moon night of Ashwin. It's actually Ashwin Maina. But this is actually the day of Rasleela. Last night was the full moon. Today is full moon day. But the full moon day ended at 7 o'clock this morning. But the Purnima was in the fullest orb of the moon was last night. So the Maharas chapters of the Bhagavatam were on Ashwin Purnima, which is called Sharad Purnima, or this Maharas. So one of the dances is that Krishna is by him in the center. Of course, one dance, Radharani is there and Krishna is in the center. Sometimes Krishna stays in the center, then Radharani breaks away from him and starts dancing with the Astasakis around Krishna in one circle. And then there's another larger circle of gopis. And the outer, far outer circle is the sadhana siddha gopis. They're dancing. So Krishna's in the middle, playing his murli. And sometimes another dance is that Krishna comes out of the circle and he takes the Lita Vishaka. He takes the Lita Vishaka and he puts them on either side of Radharani. Now in the middle of the circle of rasa dance is Radharani in the middle and Lita on one side and Vishaka. Then they start dancing together. Krishna's playing flute and everyone's playing instruments. And they're all dancing around them. And so many ties. So we are hearing now that so this verse, what I'm saying is Lord Chaitanya's Leela is Krishna's Leela. They're analogous. So the Audarya aspect, the magnanimous aspect, the generous giving, expanding, collecting, attracting, the Sankarshan aspect, the all-attractive, all-encompassing, merciful arms of Lord Chaitanya reaching out to gather all the conditioned souls and bring them into the inner recesses of Vrindavan to allow them entrance into the Ras Lila and divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna. It's called Audarya. Audarya Lila of Mahaprabhu. Audarya brings you to Madhurya. Without mercy, there's no magic. Without magic, there's no sweetness. So the mercy is Mahaprabhu. And he brings us to the magic land of Vrindavan. And when we enter the magic land of Vrindavan, we experience the sweetness of the heart, soil of the heart, heartland of the soul. Heartland of the soul. This is Vrindavan. This is our heartland. But we were thinking the other day that everyone in ISKCON knows that the international headquarters for ISKCON is ISKCON Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir. Because that's the center of Krishna consciousness, is Mayapur Dham, Audarya Dham, Navadvip. So I was thinking, yes, Mayapur, Navadvip, ISKCON, Chandradaya, Mayapur, it is the center of Krishna consciousness, isn't it? This Krishna consciousness means Radha Krishna consciousness, which began from the birth of Mahaprabhu and the Mahaprabhu Bhavan and the Yogapit. So yes, indeed, it's a fact that ISKCON Mayapur is the international headquarters, is the headquarters for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But as you know, every body has a head. A head is a part of the body, yes? And there's also heart and legs. So I thought, yes, Mayapur is, if Mayapur is the head of the international head, then is the headquarters, then Vrindavan must be the heartquarters. So Vrindavan, ISKCON Vrindavan is the heart quarters for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But then I thought deeper that heart quarters, we say headquarters, and it's of course an English word. Headquarters means the central place, the main place, the Mukhyasthan, whatever. But quarter means four. The word quarter means there's four sections. So when we say heart quarters, our heart is divided into four chambers. Right ventricle, left ventricle. Right auricle, left auricle. Yes? Know some basics of physiology? So heart quarters, yes, the heart is divided into four quarters. So we say Vrindavan is the heart quarters. What are the four quarters of the heart of ISKCON, Vrindavan? One quarter is Radha, one quarter is Krishna, one quarter is Krishna, one quarter is Balaram. So this is the heart of the International Society. Krishna Balaram, who's Gaur Nitai, is the same. But Gaur Nitai is already Mayapur. So the distinct deities of Vrindavan are not Gaur Nitai because they're already in Mayapur. And the headquarters of Gaur Nitai. But here are Krishna Balaram and Radha and Krishna. I thought that was a very sweet way to understand. Yes, you're living in the headquarters of ISKCON, we're living in the heart quarters of ISKCON. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur is Audarya Dham. This is Madhurya Dham. Without Audarya Dham, you can't get to Madhurya Dham. And they just one moment it's actually we've given so many classes. Even Krishna's Leela, Radha and Krishna's Leela. Sometimes it's in the mood of Audarya. Sometimes in Madhurya. It's Radha Krishna Leela. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. There's no difference. So Audarya becomes Madhurya. Madhurya becomes Audarya. So there is Mahaprabhu in Jagannatha Laya. He's in the middle dancing, like Krishna dancing. And sometimes Radharani dances alone in the middle of the Ras Mandala. And Krishna dances around her. And all the gopis, the first circle is Krishna going around Radharani, then Asasaki is going around Krishna, and then Radharani is just dancing, and Krishna's going like this. You know. Ras. So Gaur is there. And Radha Bhav, he's dancing in all four Chari Sampradaya Karina Kirtan. It says four Sampradaya, it's translated groups. Ashtamardanga Bhaje Bhatrisha Karatal Hari Twani Kari Sabe Pali Pali Bala Bala Bala. In the four groups, in the four directions, there are eight mardangas, two mardangas in each group, and 32 symbols. There are four groups, two mardangas, and eight symbols each. We need some more mardangas. Altogether, they began to vibrate the transcendental sound, and everyone said, Balo, 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 Kubalo. Very good, very good. Too good, too good. Too. How many mardangas? Four parties. Eight mardangas and 32 symbols. That sounds very good. sounds very good. So there it is. Everyone's relishing. Bhalo, bhalo. I thought they were supposed to be chanting Hare Krishna. I thought they were supposed to say Hare Bhala. Bhalo, bhalo, right? Kirtanera dvani maha mangala utila chaturdasha lokabodhi brahmanda bhidila. When a tumultuous vibration of Sankirtan resounded, all good fortune immediately awakened, and the sound penetrated the whole universe through the 14 planetary systems. Haribo. Kirtana rambe prema utali chaliya nila nila chala vasiloka dhana aila. When the congregational chanting began, ecstatic love immediately overflooded everything, and all the residents of Jagannath Puri came running. Kirtan deki sabara mane haila chamatkar, kabu nahi deki ache primera vikar. Everyone was astonished to see the kirtan performance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and all the devotees in the temple of Jagannath. That Sankirtan performance, everyone agreed that they never before had seen a kirtan performed and such ecstatic love exhibited. This very same point is often said about people that see the Hare Krishna devotees from ISKCON. When they go on Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, and I went once on that, and they go to different places, the local Bengalis come out and they say, we've seen lots of kirtan. We're living in Navadvip Mandal, but your ISKCON party. So they comment. People comment. We've never seen a kirtan performance like this. So people were saying the same thing. Of course, it was some special attributes. God was leading the kirtan, and Prem Vikar. People were having transformations of Prem. Tabe Prabhu Jagannath Tera Mandira Bhediya Pradakshina Kari Bulin. Bulena Nartana Kariya. At that time, Mahaprabhu circumambulated the temple of Jagannath and continually danced about the whole area. Age Pache Ghana Kari Chari Sampradai Achadhera Kale Dhari Nityanandarai. While doing Parikrama, the four kirtan parties sang in front and in the rear. When Mahaprabhu fell down to the ground, Nityananda Rai Prabhu lifted him up. Ashupula Kampa Sweta Gambira Hunkar Prema Vikara Deki Primera Vikara Deki Loke Chamatkar. While Kirtan was going on, there was a transformation of ecstatic love, Prem Vikar, and much tears, jubilation, trembling, perspiration, and deep resounding in the body of Mahaprabhu. Upon seeing Mahaprabhu's transformation and ecstatic love, everyone became very astonished. Loke deki loke chamatkar. Prema vikar chamatkar. Loke chamatkar. Everyone became amazed at such an ecstatic sight. Pichkari adharajini ashunayane chari dikera loka sabakaraye sinane. The tears from Mahaprabhu's eyes came out like a pitchkari. Psh! Indeed, that means like syringe. All the people who surrounded Mahaprabhu were moistened by his tears. Pitchkari is, of course, in Krishna Leela also. When the gopis and Krishna play holy, they have these large pitchkaris, kind of like a bicycle pump, you know, pumping the bicycle, almost like that. And but they put them in water. There's a nozzle, and then you pull back. And there's some suction created by this tube of air, and pulls in the water, and it's all colored with sandal paste and kunkum and gulal and all these different colors. Then ho ho holy hey, psh, and they squirt. And if you go to Barsana and Holi, then they have these big pitchkaris and the big vats, like 50 liters of color, and all the pandas, they're dressed up. Maybe it's not even pandas. Maybe, I guess it's pandas. But they have like turbans and they're wearing like gopa vesh. And they dip into these things and they whoosh, spray everyone. It's quite an amazing experience. And of course, you're carrying all kinds of bags of color yourself. So now there's no mechanical pitchkari. It's a living pitchkari. It's a 7-foot pitchkari. A 7 feet long pitchkari. Usually a pitchkari is like 1 meter, maybe 1 meter, little meter and a half. They have big ones in the temple, these old ones. And then they, like this, and they shoot some 10 meters or something like that comes out. But now there's 7 foot long pitchkari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his eyes are the opening, you know, and it's not one pitchkari, it's two. It's like two guns. So he's like, and so everybody was getting drenched in these tears of love of Mahaprabhu. Oh, to be so fortunate as to be there at that time. But there's still, it's not over. The sale's still on. Because if we go to Boma Vrindavan and Boma Mayapur, where Mahaprabhu is, then we'll go to Jagannath Puri and we'll dance with the Lord. And his pitchkari eyes will drench us. What does it say? Pitchkari dhara ashunayane. Dhara. Water was coming in force from his eyes. Beda nitya Mahaprabhu kari katakshan mandirera pache rahe kariye kirtan. After circumambulating the temple of Jagannath Swami, Mahaprabhu remained at the back of the temple and continued his sankirtan. Chari dike chari sampradaya ucheshwari gaya madhya tandava nritya kare gaurarai. Interesting. We were speaking about tandava nritya. On all four sides, the four sankirtan groups chanted very loudly. So this is very much clear by this praman from Chaitanya Charitamrita that the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu exactly parallel and follow the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in their own way and expression. So in this case, this particular sankirtan performance of dancing and chanting for the pleasure of Brajendra Nanda and Shyamasundar Jagannath, because Mahaprabhu saw Jagannath as Brajendra Nanda and Shyamasundar Krishna, and Mahaprabhu is Radharani, Krishna and Radha Bhav. So in the Rasa dance, Krishna is dancing, there's a Tandava Nritya, as I mentioned, male dance. Like we have this, Shiva does also Tandava dance, his own style of Tandava dance at the time of Pralaya, kicking down the universe. So Krishna does Tandava Nritya, which is a very, Tandava Nritya is a very aggressive and very powerful male dance, even when Krishna does Rasa dance. It's not some waltz or something, you know. Do the waltz or some, like, he's dance, legs this and this way, that way. And this is how Lord Chaitanya was dancing. So when the sankirtan devotees are dancing, you see the Bengalis are dancing. You know how they dance one leg up, one leg like this and like that? That's in the mood of Gaurarai's Tandava Nritya. To the ordinary person, it doesn't look like the usual boogaloo that everyone does, or what do they call now, the hip-hop or something, hip-hop dance or something like that. It's something extraordinary, you know, the way devotees dance. But that's the Tandava. So this is Lord Chaitanya's. He's doing Tandava Nitya, Gaurarai. He's in the middle and he's dancing and jumping high. That's what he says. It's Tandava Nitya. Prabhupada translates Tandava Nritya. Nritya means notch, dancing. Tanda means jumping high. You've seen the carvings, you've seen the sculptures of Shiva. He's not going, you know, if 1 foot's like this. You ever see? Lord Shiva, he's like, his hair is all, his jata is like scattered like this, you know, in all directions. It's all like standing on end. You ever see a sculptor or bronze, you know, Lord Shiva is dancing. One leg is like this. One leg is like up, like way up like this above his head. And the other leg is like this in his arms. And his hair is going like this. You've never seen? I've seen. It's a very popular sculptor. They sell millions of these sculptings all over the world. But so that's why Prabhupada translates Tandavanirchi as dancing and jumping high. On all four sides, the four Sangirtan groups chanted very loudly, and the middle Mahaprabhu did Tandavanirchi. And we'll continue there tomorrow. Okay?